The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. You know, you've had problems, right? You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things you can think of, but nothing's really worked. Well, here's an opportunity. Give us a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see if we can put answers into a place where you have questions and get you into a place where you can actually reclaim your health. We have a program today. We have one that's in a topic, I should say, that is very interesting and one that unfortunately way too many women go through. And by the way, guys, don't click this off because you go through the same thing. So what am I talking about? We're talking about menopause. And after we get into it a little bit, I'll tell you the derivation of that word from someone near and dear to all of our hearts. But we'll talk about that later on. But for men, it's called andropause. So yeah, you suffer the same consequences, slings and arrows. But in studio, and your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 16th of the month already, that will handle this menopause back to basics. Again, it could be andropause back to basics. None other than Dr. Stephanie Pina. Dr. Pina, welcome.
Thanks.
I get to be on this side of the microphone this time, and you get to be on that side of the microphone.
Well, we haven't switched, and I interviewed you for a while. Oh, so
you mean that's in the back of your head, and it's coming?
No, we're good right now.
Oh, okay, good. You know, seriously, this is something that unfortunately in Western culture is more significant relative to signs and symptoms and making women and men miserable. And everything changes from how they feel emotionally, how they feel biochemically, their energy levels, their body, the strength in their system and so forth. And subsequently, you know, they start running off in different directions and complaining to their physicians, and the physicians basically say, well, you know, you're lacking this estrogen or that progesterone and or DHEA or DEA, or, and you know, we can put them all out there, and guys with, you know, low testosterone, low libidos and transport, and the guy, you know, they write scripts. But it doesn't solve the underlying problem. So let's talk about this to begin with. First, what is this menopause thing that we talk about that is so predominant, so egregious here in this part of the world?
Well, it's so predominant in a negative effect, where you're talking like people going in and complaining about the symptoms, but it's actually a natural process. So if we live long enough, all women should go through this process.
But not negatively.
It in itself is basically there's a decrease of estrogen being produced, so the ovaries aren't responding as well. And so you basically are now lacking a menstrual period. And so there's hormonal changes that are going to be not only involved with estrogen, but progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, and the adrenals actually now have to take over to make those hormones. So we don't lose all of our hormones, but there's a shift in there. And so that shift can be kind of dramatic. If someone goes through a surgical menopause where they go through a procedure and all of a sudden, like, they have their hysterectomy. Sometimes you see this also with chemical-based menopause, where someone might go through a chemotherapy and then essentially changes and shifts their hormones as well too. So that change with hormones can create some of these symptoms, and often how aggressive that changes is the negative stuff that we always associate with this.
But you said a few minutes ago that it's a natural process that every woman should go through. And by the way, guys, you have this ebb and flow as well. But this natural process should be one where a woman is menstrual. She has her monthly cycle. And it stops. The reason it stops is because at that point she's done with the childbearing, age of her life. But nothing else should be different. Everything should be the same at that point. Her energetics and so forth. Because if we go to Asia, if we go to different parts of the world and Europe and so forth, the only change that you see with women is that they no longer bear children, but everything else is solid, they're strong and so forth. Why do we suffer the consequences so significantly in this part of the globe?
Well, one, I think we do have a lot more exposures to xenoestrogens and things that we have to deal with on the outside world, but we also have a lot more stress. How we deal with these changes is always looked on negatively, and we go run to the prescriptions that we can kind of fill in those things. And certainly there's been lots of information that's come out, say, in the last two decades about trying to fill in these lack of hormones, whether it's getting a prescription like an esterase or a Premarin, or going, it's too, you have to balance it, the progesterone and the estrogen out. But essentially, I think all cultures to some extent probably experience this, but I know it's more prevalent here because we don't like to deal with the symptoms. Like when we talk about pain, that's a signal that something's going on. We just have to deal with it. So we have to figure out what is the body trying to tell us? And that's why when we look at menopause, we also have to look at what's the physiological changes that are going on outside of the biological changes that are just in the chemicals, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, when I've taught overseas, I've gone to China, obviously, and in Korea, and I've been in Europe many times, particularly in Asia. This type of syndrome in old culture, not so much in the cities because they're becoming more like we are, but old culture, if they're supported adequately, life transitions. A real quick story. When I was in Shanghai and I was on, we were there training, we were at the hospitals and we were watching the combination of East and West, in beautiful applications. Every morning I would go to the river and there was this woman, and I'll never forget her as long as I live. She was probably, you know, looking back and watching her because her family was around and identified. In fact, she was about 80 years old, 85 years old. And I was doing Tai Chi. And she kept watching me, and she came over, and she noticed something on me. Didn't say a word. Came over and grabbed my arm and put it into a normal pattern, and then kind of nodded her head, smiled, walked away. But here's this woman that was more flexible than I was, had more – I mean, when I touched her arm, you know, to thank her, she had muscle tone that was, oh, my gosh. And her face, even though it showed some age, had virtually no wrinkles. So – but we don't see that as much here. We see the differences. What are the symptoms that women go through that say, you know, I got to do something about this? What happens?
Well, I mean, the common ones that you hear about, obviously, is hot flashes and night sweats, insomnia. There can be changes in mood swings, so that can involve anxiety and depression. You can also talk about different types of digestional changes as well, too. Women at that age tend to increase their chances of different types of autoimmune diseases as well because their immune system is changing. Sleep issues from sleep, insomnia to just restful kind of minds always on active even at night. So there's a lot of different changes, and it's about 40 to 70% of women experience one of those changes, if not more, throughout anywhere between the year before they actually stop menstruating. So that perimenopausal phase all the way up to 5 or 10 years even after. So one of the interesting things I think with menopause and when we look at the different cultures is one being able to embrace that change in a positive light, but then also knowing that there are changes happening before our periods stop, before everything stops. So it's not just the lifestyle of happening right then and there. It's everything else that we're doing leading up into it.
My guest in the studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, doctor of naturopathic medicine, also an acupuncturist. We're talking about menopause and back to basics, the things that really need to be understood, how we can transition. And again, guys, I said, you know, you go through this thing. It's called andropause. It's when you get grouchy, your testosterone levels dropping around your toenails. You can't transport it anymore. You're putting on weight. It's around your midsection, you know, and you have more belly than you have anything else. It happens to us. We get snarly. A change in our mood and our attitude as well. And, you know, I said earlier that, you know, we were in the car on the way up, and Dareth, who you've heard many times on the show, said, you know, that menopause, it was named that way simply, you know, the first part is men, right? And then pause. It's a heads up, guys. Watch what comes out of your mouth when your favorite lady is going through that transition phase. So pause and engage your brain with your mouth before you say much, because you could get it removed very quickly. So I just gave him the definition. Having said that, Dr. Pina, let's talk a little bit more about that. You mentioned earlier that the adrenal glands, the fight-flight system, these little ductless glands that sit on top of the kidney, you know, are supposed to run the show after ovulation stops. And so what happens with that, and why does it fail? Why does it not work the way it's meant to work?
Well, the interesting thing is it's technically working the way it should, but we're so stressed out with everything else because the adrenal glands also produce cortisol. And cortisol is that long-term chronic stress hormone that gets us kind of up and keep going, but it also drives us crazy when we can't sleep at night and then we can't get up in the morning when our levels are balanced and off. So if the body's trying to basically make it through the day every single day and the stressors keep coming up more and more and more, it doesn't put us in a great productive road to make estrogen and progesterone. And by that balance being off, that's what's starting to trigger some of these other symptoms that are happening as well, too, that are common to menopause.
Why is there such greater risk of osteoporosis and loss of bone density as we go through this menopause situation? And, you know, so many women come in and they have significantly lost. They've gone into osteopenia first, which is about 30% loss of bone density before they go into osteoporosis. And now we have dramatic increased risk of all kinds of things from, because the heart needs calcium, the brain needs calcium, muscles, so forth. But bone particularly, we increase risk of fracture. Why is this taking place?
There can be a lot of different reasons, and I think that depends, and that's why we take a great history when someone comes in and they have these symptoms, because a lot of times it would be really easy to say, oh, the estrogen's dropping, and so estrogen helps protect what we call bone osteoclasts, so that helps make bone. Now we're not having as much protection if the estrogen comes down, so what's going to happen is we're going to have a lot more remodeling and a lot more need sometimes for calcium to be pulled from the bone, whether we're too acidic, or like you're saying, the body needs more calcium, so it's going to pull more. Kidneys function can also function as well too, and that can create some issues as well. So there's a lot of different things that we have to look into and why that happens. But obviously, when we look at osteoporosis, the main thing and the main reason why they do things like DEXA scans or pushing medications is because the risk of fractures increase as we get older and our stability gets worse.
You know, one of the things I noticed with so many of our patients, our female patients that come in, that they start going through transition, the menopause pattern, and they have a much greater risk and incidence, if you will, of urinary tract infections. Why?
Well, it's kind of funny in Chinese medicine that there's not that their risk of urinary tract infections is funny, because it is pretty common. But in Chinese medicine, they always look at different factors that cause issues, and heat and cold can be one of them, but dryness is one. So when we don't have as much tissue moisture, and that can include in the pelvic cavity, into the vagina as well too, in and around the urinary tract, we actually open up the chance of more infection. And that can also open up more pain as well too. So it, with having more infections, you can kind of have a difficulty time not avoiding urinary tract infections.
It's unfortunate, because so many women suffer with recurrent infections, and it's because of hormonal shift, and it changes the whole substrate. It's the same thing as there's many women who've never had a yeast infection of any kind until they get pregnant, and then the hormones shift at that point, but because of the underlying sweetness, if you will, of the body, and then the shift in hormone at that time, that they end up with those conditions. But, you know, so much of this is fully resolvable. It's just a matter, you have to look at the body as a whole unit, a structural, chemical, emotional platform. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing this coming Wednesday night, the 16th of October. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio. Coming up the 16th. At the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who's my guest, will be your host, and she'll be presenting an evening presentation on menopause, back to basics for all of you out there. Guys, you too. You know, you go through this thing called andropause, and it can be quite significant, because, you know, what happens with a man with andropause, you have lower levels of testosterone, particularly that converting into free testosterone. You can't transport it. And everything changes about you. And we're talking about depression. We're talking about muscular strength. We're talking about your irritability getting worse, your sharpness, if you will, your unwillingness, your motivation, all of those things. And that's andropause. Similarly, this is, you know, what we're talking about with women, but it's a little different. And it's because, you know, we see much more of it this part of the world than any place else. Having said that, about 85% of all women in Western culture will have some of the symptoms of menopause. In studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina. And Dr. Pina, let's get back into this a little bit. And first thing I'm going to ask you, because I want to lead into the second part of the program with this, is this fixable?
Well, bringing back a cycle is not going to be fixable.
No,
however, but I've actually had patients come in that they felt better when they were cycling. So they were saying, what can we do to bring it back? You know, if you think about it, the hormone levels are much higher during pregnancy. So everybody has that pregnancy glow and they might feel better. I've certainly had people come in and women come in and ask for the same thing. So it's always interesting to have that sit down conversation to say, what is your goal, first of all? And then why is it that we're not at your goal right now? And what have you done in the past? Because sometimes we're not the first stop. And they basically have said, I've already tried this cream and topical and prescription, and saying, like, how is this going to be any different? So really what we have to do is it's fixable by looking at how the body is responding to it. And it may not necessarily always have to do with measuring hormones. It may have to look at other functions, like how are we processing those hormones? How is our process of detoxification? How is our sleep patterns and our adrenal patterns, so that we know that we can get enough energy to actually run the body that we need to? So it's fixable in the fact that people don't have to suffer from these. And sometimes it can be really easy to start figuring out where they're deficient, even based off of diet and lifestyle and different things they're already not doing that's stress related.
You know, this is a condition you really have to look at from all three sides of the triad. Any injury patterns that are taking place, how the emotional patterns are making up relative to stress, biochemical balances and so forth. You talked about toxic levels. I want to get into liver function a little bit because this is part of it. You know, I had a patient, and many over the years, obviously, but just recently because it's in the back of my brain right now, that she was 39 years old and had a car accident out here in the Beltway. And her cycles stopped abruptly, and it was 5 years ago. And is that common?
I would say it's more common now to see what we would say is premature menopause for a number of different reasons. And unfortunately, as we see, say, the age of first periods also decreased. So I think the average age now for a girl's first period is age 10 versus it used to be 14 or 15. We know that the hormonal shifts are happening quicker, and we know that those changes can be abruptly changed as well too. So in the case of an accident, if it's getting information saying there's head trauma, the hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, it's all in that head, is basically going to affect the downward stream of how those hormones get released. So you have to understand and go backwards, not just saying I'm missing estrogen, progesterone, thus if I put it in, I'm going to be great. It's a matter of going, why am I not producing it, and why are, like, the adrenal glands not kicking up?
That's so misunderstood in this culture, unfortunately, in that we look at trying to do replacement instead of trying to reinstitute a normal foundation and allow the body to do what it's supposed to do at its normal age cycle. You know, women should, particularly as we've matured as a civilization, you know, we're seeing people having their first children in their early 40s. And years ago, it used to be a high-risk pregnancy. Today, it's just kind of a normal thing that they said, well, okay, let's just monitor you a little closely. But at the end of the day, you know, you're seeing these shifts in hormones and chemicals, a lot to do with our environments as well. All the, what we call xenoestrogens, all the free-floating estrogens, the unbuffered things. Our water supply, in particularly in Washington, is a water reclamation area, which means we have a lot of sewage water that we're putting back into our drinking water. And one of the things that they can't get fully out of is any hormone that is put into the toilet water. I mean, that's how we get a lot of these things. So we have one thing compounded against the next, and now we have a perfect storm, if you will, with all these things taking place. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter. Trust me, if you really like to know what happens in this particular situation and how to fix it, that's the more important thing. If you'd like to know how to fix it, this is an opportunity. Join us at 7 o'clock at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Dr. Pina will be your presenter. And those of you who have heard her before know she's a wealth of information. You're going to go home with a lot of data. All you need to do is go to RoselleCare.com, register online, or 703-698-7117. In the meantime, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Give us a call on anything. Love to talk to you about any problem that you're having, anything that you have a concern about. It's your health, and this is your opportunity to kind of, you know, look at it differently, you know, maybe without drugs and surgery. Well, that's why we do the program. That's why we're here. That's why we've been doing it for a long time. And you can always get a hold of us when we're not on the air at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. Or call the office at 703-698-7117. And by the way, that website is the same way, and that phone number is the same way that you will register for this Wednesday evening's program on menopause. Guys, remember what I said, andropause, that's your deal. Look it up. It's like unbelievable. That's why some of you get grouchy and your wives want to say, why don't you go out for the rest of the day and don't come home till maybe tomorrow? You know, so we have to be real careful with that as well. But this Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host at the Roselle Center for Healing. Join us. Dr. Stephanie, let's get back into this craziness that we're talking about. You know, I kind of led into, is this fixable if this is a situation? We have, you know, women who are suffering all kinds of things, even body pain, joint pain. And it's that has a lot to do with metabolism of calcium and minerals and so forth that are not doing what they should be doing. But, you know, you ventured a little bit on replacement parts, meaning, you know, estrogens and progesterones and so forth. But there's inherent risks in that. One is that it's the old cliche, if you don't use your own, you're going to lose the ability to use them at all, and it suppresses it and so forth. But here's the situation where we've got thyroid, we've got adrenal, we've got this, going back to our HPA axis, hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal function, all of those things play. If we suppress one or one's not working, none of them going to work. So walk us into that a little bit. How should we look at this relative to how do we fix it? What do we do about it?
Well, one, I think first we always start with that individual history, because you have to figure out what was everything like prior to these symptoms starting. What was the normal menstrual period like? Did you have issues at that time? You know, you have more women with more fertility issues, endometriosis, PCOS, you know, even bad menstrual cramps and heavy bleeding and PMS. And now they're going into perimenopause where they're starting to see shifts and changes. And they've already been aware of these changes going on, but now all of a sudden they're adding more into them. So that history is actually gives you a lot of information. And then you can also look at how are the adrenal glands doing. You can do saliva testing. You can do blood work testing to kind of see how some of these other things are doing. Because as you mentioned, something like the thyroid gland can often be misleading because the endocrine system isn't just one gland at a time. It's a bunch of glands that work together that put out different hormones. And so a lot of the times we think of the thyroid is what's thinning our hair and causing us to be cold. If it's not, if it's underactive, well then, if it's overactive, does that cause menopausal symptoms? They can look very similar. So really an in-depth investigation and looking at from a natural way is a great way to start. And so I always like to get that information from my patients when they come in because they know themselves the best. And so a lab test isn't always going to be the best way to basically kind of figure out what your treatment symptoms are, but it does give you an internal picture of you. And so you have to dig a little bit deeper, and that's how you create the best plan for them, because what works for one person may not work for another.
You really have to look at all the aspects with this situation, both in both men and women. You know, when a female patient comes in and they're complaining about whatever it is that they're complaining about. You know, years ago, interestingly, a woman went through menopause. I'm talking about decades ago, right? The common approach was, because it was a male practice, you know, situation, they would say, well, it's all in your head, you know, and thank God, you know, we've gone beyond that situation at this point. But the truth of it is that women suffer many of the slings and arrows, and even more so, whether they're working, they're not working, whatever the situation is, particularly in this society. And when you begin the investigative process, the consultation, if you will, you've got to go back and you've got to ask about injury patterns, things that have happened that would affect the head, like you talked about earlier on, because that's where the center of that director is, that pituitary pineal gland, and how it affects everything downstream. You know, is it communicating properly? Is it not communicating properly? That's the incidence of an accident or a blow or trauma to the head. There are women who unfortunately have been struck and things change from that point on, both emotionally and biochemically, physically. Their dietary patterns in this part of the world, unfortunately, it's not the same as in other parts of the globe. You know, our foods have been modified. They've been GMO. They've been added and adapted and injected and so forth. And all that goes into people. And so we see the consequences of that. You know, one of the primary symptoms that I see that are subtle, you know, with women are lack of energy. I mean, it's just like somebody pulled the plug. It's not there anymore. But they also have a lot of structural weakness and pain. And, you know, somebody comes in, they complain about, I hurt all over, and their physician's now got them on Lyrica and things of that nature because, well, it must be either, you know, fibromyalgia or myofasciitis. And maybe, you know, and if you look it up, the incidence is worse, is higher in women than it is in men. That's part of the reason. It's because things aren't working the way they're supposed to. That conductor, that communicator is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. How do you ferret that out?
Well, one of the interesting things, and you kind of brought this up, of women coming into their doctor's offices with other complaints. And instead of just running a hormone panel to say, okay, you're perimenopausal, or I have a lot of women that says, oh, I already went through menopause. But they don't say they're postmenopausal. Like, that's that transition that keeps continuing. So that's why there can be symptoms that go on much longer. The problem is that a lot of the research when we think about how do we treat women was not done on women. When we talk about cardiovascular disease, a lot of that was done on men. So a lot of the times you need to think about things a little bit differently when it comes to women. How do they present different? Is this an injury or is this a hormone issue? Is this a digestive issue or is it an adrenal issue? So things can be very skewed as far as how even a woman presents it to it. Because a lot of times we see women come in and there's a physical injury, right? They have a structural thing going on. My shoulder hurts. But when we dig down deeper into that triad of health, we see that there's really a mental, emotional issue that's being covered up there. And that's just how it's physically coming in. Same thing can happen with menopause. It's just more complex because it's going to be happening over a longer period of time. So I really like to make sure women know that some of the changes that they're going through is not in their head. They're not hysterical. They used to have hysterectomies and that's where hysterical came from.
That's right.
Because they would remove their uterus.
That's right.
Unfortunately, I would still say that, you know, antidepressants are still given a lot to menopausal women because they're saying, well, if you don't want to deal with these emotions, you don't have to deal with anything. And
good luck.
It's not the way to kind of fix it. But if you don't look at, say, the mind-body aspect of it and learn how to help them transition better, whether they're at the beginning of transition or they've already transitioned years ago, that's part of treating that person. And that sometimes doesn't always show up in a research study or is even presented in front of you. You have to see that as a physician.
Love to take your questions at 888-630-9625. Ladies, if you're not feeling well, if you just don't know what's wrong, this may be part of the puzzle. But what we're trying to get across to you is that this can be resolved. There's things that can be done, but you have to look at it as a total compartment. You know, if you run off and, you know, back in the day, they would just give you, well, here, take the estrogen. Then what happens? There wasn't enough progesterone to blunt it and then increase in cancers and so forth to go through the ceiling. This has to be done right. Your body should be able to protect you under normal circumstances. The problem is that the circumstances, the environment, the physiology has been altered and it's affecting everything from your nervous system to how everything processes. This is a key point for you to have a life that was designed to be from birth to death, just in a normal plateau, and transition should occur gently, not abruptly, not hard, not give you psychological symptoms or body pain or anything else. 888-630-9625. Doctor, let's talk about a little bit about what the biochemical balances and why they cause emotional upheavals. What happens? Why is it suddenly, somebody gets depressed or somebody goes into, reactive state or, is it due to the hormones? Is it due to the different organ systems with their emotional patterns, or is it due to something else?
All the above.
Oh, okay.
A, B, C, and D. How do you like that?
Okay.
Well, I think it's true. It can be all the above. And you know what's funny is I was thinking when we were preparing for this stuff, there's the menopause, the musical, right? And so they take songs and kind of start explaining menopausal issues. And I think there's usually four women that are in there, and they all give their sides to it. And I had a time to think about why this would be such a popular musical, right? And I mean, we know the songs kind of sort of in their weird shapes and forms, but essentially I'm going, people like it, and women like it especially, because they can relate to it. They can relate to what's going on in when they're talking about that, because they probably haven't had that support system as well, which is partly the mental part. If you're frustrated because no one understands you and you think you're all alone, just having someone else to say, hey, I've got similar symptoms. And let's face it, women's medicine, as you talked about earlier, decades ago, wasn't something that was talked about. It wasn't something that you passed down from grandmother to mother to daughter necessarily. And now that there's more information coming out, it's okay to talk about your symptoms. It's okay to express what's going on. So there's a frustration that goes with that as well. I can even tie that back to, in Chinese medicine, the liver's there to be our detoxifier. So it's detoxifying those and processing the estrogen and the progesterone and everything that we're talking about. But it's our biochemical and mental emotional detoxifier. So if we're stuck and we can't express ourselves and no one understands what's going on, and oh my God, this transition happens very quickly because maybe there was a trauma or surgery that wasn't expected, because now it's happening because you're trying to prevent something like breast cancer or prevent something like uterine cancer. There's so many other aspects in there. So your body's trying to figure out, how do I survive? How do I get through this? And you gave me these symptoms? Like, what's going on here? So it's really common for people to get anxiety, to get depressed, and how each one of us expresses anxiety and depression is going to be different as well, too. So the great thing is you have to take that into consideration, but it is common. So when we look at menopause, like the musical, like I said, all those, we can laugh in the middle of that musical, but at the same time, it's a very true statement that women need to support each other, and they also need to be able to support those transitions, saying, I'm not alone, I can actually do this, and this isn't something wrong with me, it's something I need to try to embrace.
That's the important part. Women need to understand that this is a natural transition of life, but it's one that should be gentle. And what we're trying to point out is the gentleness is disturbed, it's obstructed because of environmental and lifestyle impacts. And if you're having these problems, yes, there's some genetic predispositions, but if you really look at the things that we do and relative to things that we embrace as far as this is my life, if you will, I have stress and there's nothing I can do about it. And, I don't have the time to eat properly, and I'm going out and I'm grabbing as I can. And all of those things perpetuate the representation of these menstrual abnormal menopausal conditions, and it shouldn't be that way. And the one thing that I really enjoy about, you and having you as part of our team at the Results Center is the fact that you come at this from a very diversified approach. You have a background in Asian medicine, but also in naturopathic medicine. And you can look at the body and understand the intricacies and the intimacies. And if you're going to do something with one of your patients, one of your female patients, it's not compartmentalized. And if you're going to fix anything in this condition, it can't be compartmentalized, because now you're going to perpetuate other problems.
And you have to take in consideration the current working environment and lifestyle environment of the people coming in. If a woman comes in, and I always remember this, when I first was in practice, I was practicing in Arizona, and I had someone come in July in Arizona who had menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, couldn't sleep. And I was kind of thinking, it's 125 degrees outside.
Oops.
We need to come up with a better plan, because you're going to be hot.
You think?
And she wanted to come off of hormones. And I'm going, we got to come up with a good plan, because I have to take into consideration what other factors are not even inside of you. And that's the way, you know, ancient Chinese medicine looked at it. You know, how does the environment affect you and vice versa? How do our emotions play into that? What is the ultimate goal? So I always remember that because I was going, this is going to make me think because I can't just take her off of hormones. I have to figure out how to deal with this when it's 120 degrees outside and she's still going to be hot.
Absolutely. She's going to be hot. That's why I will not go to Arizona in the summertime. I've got to go to a wedding there next May. I'm not looking forward to that at all. You know, the truth of it is that this is a situation where if you understand what's taken place and you begin to reverse it step by step, if you have a willingness to really change these things, so much can be done. The pain patterns can go away. You can rebuild bone without going into all the bisphosphonates. And you know, a patient asked the other day, well, you know, I'm osteoporotic and what do I expect for my age? And my doctor put me on and she told me the medication. I said, do you know how that works? And she said, what do you mean? I said, it works by not allowing your body to get rid of the dead cells and your bones get hard like a dead stick. And most fractures occur horizontally. They don't occur vertically. So now you have increased risk of fracture because of the bisphosphonates. And some of them, it will also, we call melting jaw syndrome, where it causes depletion of the calcium within the maxilla and the mandible of the mouth. These are real things. You can look this up and you can see the degradation that takes place. So, you know, what is your primary concern when a woman comes into you and you're dealing with all these symptoms and they could be, you know, just a bucket list full of them? What is your primary concern? How do you begin to think through this?
A lot of the times when I have someone in that situation, I don't want to necessarily pick what's the easy thing to fix first. But when I come up with a treatment plan, and this is a very Chinese medicine approach of it, what is the pattern that's creating this issue in this person? How do all these symptoms connect to who they are and treat that pattern? So if someone is really, really hot all the time, if you cool them down, their dryness might get better. Their heat patterns might get better. Their irritation might get better. They might sleep better at night because we have to be cooler at night in order to fall asleep. There are key patterns that you can start with that can address multiple symptoms, but at the same time, you have to be able to identify those. And that's not what we're used to doing when we're looking at just like a lab report and saying, well, your FSH is high. So your follicles are going crazy because they think they need to be released. So the estrogen's going down. You can break that out from a biochemical standpoint, but that's not going to get you any closer to your goal. So you really have to look for the pattern of why are they experiencing the symptoms that they're experiencing instead of like you should fit into this category that all menopausal or perimenopausal or postmenopausal women should be fitting. And when we look at that too, what's interesting is I find that even the health issues that we see and the follow-up care in conventional medicine changes as we age as women, that can create an issue as well.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your presenter at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax. She's going to be talking about menopause, back to basics. And by the way, if you attend, you may find out why you shouldn't be trying to fix your estrogen by eating tons of soy every day. Think about that for a second. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do right now, every Saturday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Until Redskins season is over, then we will back to Sundays at noon. But we'll tell you about that. We got a long ways to go yet before that happens. Make sure you listen to us. And if you miss a program, you can always go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. And it'll be there uploaded for your listening pleasure. So we usually get those on about midweek. We'd also like to continually acknowledge our men and women in the armed forces because they find us and we have all kinds of emails from them on an ongoing basis. We salute you. Thank you for allowing us to do what we do. 888-630-9625 is how you find us here. And again, how you find us when we're not here is simply go to RoselleCare.com. In studio, it's been a pleasure, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who will be your host this coming Wednesday evening, the 16th. And she'll be talking about menopause and the basics and what you need to do and how you can get rid of the problems without resorting to drugs and all the bisphosphonates and all the estrogens and the progesterones and so forth. There is a different path. There's other options. But more importantly than anything else, understanding what really happens and why you got to where you're going instead of an easy transition, which should be what takes place. Dr. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about what that's going to look like this coming Wednesday evening.
In order to best understand menopause, really we have to look at what's going on with the body leading into it and during that transition and even afterwards. And that really is a better way to come up with a overall healthcare plan, because you're not just treating one particular transition, you're treating your overall life and health style. And so that way we're not just thinking of, oh goodness, what's going on with my estrogen, progesterone, but also what's going on with my adrenal system, what's going on with my immune system, how is everything working together during this transition. And a lot of times women come in thinking, I've already gone through this transition, I'm fine, but there's a lot of information that says the transition keeps happening. So we're going to go over a lot of different things that you're not used to hearing. We're going to go over the anatomy of a hot flash and how does that affect our cardiovascular health, and also going over how do we understand how the endocrine system and what's releasing these hormones can be affecting a number of different organ systems in our body, a number of different approaches that we can use, all to really get you in a better way so that menopause is not a burden. It's really a chance to kind of become a different active person.
You know, it's really important to understand that your health is in your control. And so much of what happens, so it's the majority, the greatest majority of things that take place are lifestyle considerations. Actually, if you check the percentage and wellness websites and so forth, you're north of 90%. And, you know, except for things that are genetic predispositions, and I say predispositions because we know now that virtually all genetic maps under the right circumstances can be either modified or reversed. It's called genetic editing, and look it up. The information out there is really, really you're not going to walk away from hours and hours of research when you say, oh my gosh, you mean this can really turn around. But when you're talking about a condition like this, that is something that doesn't need to happen where it ruins and destroys your life, here's an opportunity. Join Dr. Pina this coming Wednesday, 7 p.m. All you need to do is go to the website, register, call the office at 703-698-7117, and you will have an evening packed with information, and you'll walk away with things that you can do to have an opportunity to change your life. It's not okay to suffer, and that's why we do this radio program. That's why we continue to be present for you and try to educate you and try to give you the tools. You know, what we want you to do is we want you to be smarter than most everybody else out there. We want you to be able to have the tools to ask the right questions and to say to somebody, including us, by the way, how do you know that? Why is that true? How does that affect me? You have to have trust in your practitioner. If you don't have trust, then you can't, and you start with being educated. Make sure you're educated. We're coming up to that place where I got to say, I'll see you next week. I love you all. Bye.